I'm Matthew McConaughey, and you are listening to the Texas Standard.
On a sunny weekday morning, Tommy Dukes is fishing on a stretch of the Colorado River that runs right under Interstate 35. He's fishing for bass, but I'm interested in gar. He says he doesn't know too much about them, except that...
Well, I don't want him.
Gar aren't known as a culinary delight, and they look dangerous. The biggest ones measure over 7 feet. Their scales are sharp, and they've got a long snout.
With a lot of teeth, and they'll snap you up, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You get close to that head, they'll get you.
I guess I would describe gars in general as a fish with a face only a mother could love.
That's Dan Daugherty with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. He's one of the Texans responsible for improving the gar's reputation. But it wasn't all that long ago that state agencies were killing gar, not protecting them. People thought that gar mostly ate bass and crappie, valuable species for the fishing industry.
It resulted in not only anglers, but also state and federal management agencies taking actions to reduce alligator gar populations in order to reduce their numbers and potential impacts on the more valuable sport fishes.
In the 1930s, the Texas Game, Fish, and Oyster Commission even created a device called the Electric Gar Destroyer. As you might guess, it shot a current into the water to kill gar. And it worked. But later research showed that killing gar is an ineffective way to save game fish. They're actually a small part of the gar's diet. And that scary, aggressive reputation?
To our knowledge, there has been no documented cases of an alligator gar and or other species of gar ever attacking a human.
It also turns out that economically and ecologically, gar are valuable. They control the population of species like suckerfish and carp, and they have a devoted following among anglers since they're such a challenge to catch. Other states have restricted or banned fishing for alligator gar, the biggest subspecies, because their populations are so low. But in Texas, you're allowed to catch one per day.
Texas is really the hot spot for individuals interested in coming to fish for alligator gar. Just in Texas alone, I mean, we have more people fishing for alligator gar, but we have a lot of people coming from out of state and even out of country.
He hopes the more popular the gar becomes to catch, the more people may want to protect them. And that starts with thinking that maybe they're not so bad. I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.